Just because she's speaking the truth in Christ doesn't mean she's usurping authority. You know. Got to be in meekness instructing those, you know. Remembering that we were once foolish. A man that is a heretic. Heretic. What's that? People, the heresy, heresy, heresy. Someone who causes division, a schismatic, it comes from the word heromai, which means to take for oneself or to prefer, by implication to choose. They have chosen a different way. A man who has a different opinion. Someone who has not according to the truth. Of course, I'm a heretic to orthodoxy, and orthodoxy is heresy to me. So is Catholicism heresy to me, and I'm a heresy to Catholicism. And so it's the truth, what it really lies in, well, who's right? Ultimately, that is for God to sort out. But in the meantime, I have to follow my conscience. Look, if I'm deceived, God has suffered me to be deceived. God has given me over to Satan then. And there's nothing you can do about it, because you will never persuade me away from this gospel. Though an angel came down from heaven, I would not be persuaded from this gospel that I teach. There's nothing, so if no angel or spirit or any glowing thing or anything above or beneath or any great man came to me and told me otherwise in the gospel which I'm teaching to you, I would not believe it. Though a vision of the night came, though words and powers and miracles were done in my sight, I would not turn aside from the gospel I've received. That's what people don't understand. It's like, they're not going to persuade me. I am utterly given to this. There's no turning back. That's why I say, if I'm wrong in this, I'll be damned in it. And that's fine with me, because I have to follow whatever God has led me in, you know? Even if I'm deceived. What am I going to do? Free myself? You know, hey, if you think you know better, there's nothing wrong with you in meekness instructing me, trying at least, right? If perchance I might recover myself out of the snare of the devil. But as I see it, why would the devil teach me to try to, by faith, obtain righteousness? I'm not trying to do it by my own works. I'm not seeking to please God, except that God might be pleased with me. And let me do things that are pleasing to him, acceptable to him, that are honorable in his sight. Okay? That's what I ask God for. If a son asks his father for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he asks bread, will he give him a stone? If he asks righteousness, will he deny him? If he asks godliness, will he tell him to take a walk? So people have a different opinion. First and second admonition you reject. Give them a couple tries. That's it. Sometimes, like, I've continued in conversation with people I believe were heretics. And, well, they were heretics. They had a different opinion than me. And I've continued, not for the sake of their sake, not trying to convert them, but for the sake of others. But again, after a while, I realized this is just contention. And it doesn't profit anyone. That's why I've given myself to teaching. Because I realized, it's like, why continuing this, with this arguing with these people. I'm not going to prove anything to them. God has given them over to Satan. I'm not going to undo that. To some degree, I want to provide something for other people to look at and to arm themselves with. That's why I did what I did on the internet with the Shepherd's Chapel thing. I did that because I wanted to be able to arm people. I wanted to be able to warn people, okay, against this heresies that are out there. That I knew, was intimately acquainted with, because it was the church which I came up in as a young man. And where I received my first instruction in the Word. Which I had to do a great deal of unlearning to get to where I am today. Because as anyone who had studied with that ministry would know, my gospel is so far away from the gospel of Arnold Murray as to be a completely different gospel. Completely enemies. Though when I look at the guy, I feel affection in my heart. He married me he helped me in the greatest thing that was ever accomplished in my life. He married my wife to me. You know. So, to me, it's not easy. It was not easy to turn on that. You know, and he's had all kinds of admonitions from people. And I got on my website. What am I going to do, go over to him personally? He's an old man. He's not going to listen. But his disciples, maybe they will listen, huh? We shall see. But, hey, heretics are subverted. You know, overturned. Faith is overturned. It's totally upset. It's sin. As the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 5, if you have heresies, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. You know why? Heresies destroy faith. Because faith, the faith we put is in promises, in the promises of God, in the doctrine. Doctrine saves because the doctrine describes the promises which we have faith in, which accompany our salvation, which are all part and parcel of salvation. Lest the promise should be left behind. That's why heresy is so grievous. That's why doctrine has to be pure, as Paul said. You know, in doctrine we have to show ourselves. We have to be uncorrupt, grave, sincere. I think I exemplify all those things in the doctrine. I don't corrupt our doctrine with a bunch of gobbledygook. Everything I'm doing, I'm trying to lead you in righteousness. I'm trying to give you some spiritual understanding. According to the spiritual understanding which was given me. When you do heresy, you're condemning yourself. Why? You're cutting off your own faith. So as you can't be perfect. Well, you just guaranteed that by believing that. You're not going to obtain it. You just condemned yourself to imperfection. You condemn yourself to rejection. No, but my doctrine says I'll be saved. Yeah, that part you can't make happen. You can't make a false promise come about. Verse 12 to the end. When I shall send Artemis unto thee, or Tychius, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter. I spend the winter there. Bring Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting to them. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. The simple closing. You know, the inner workings of the apostles' journeys. These are really personal instructions. I don't have a lot of... I mean, I could pull doctrine out of that. You know, let ours also learn to maintain good works. Because he was talking to the... You know, to what Titus should instruct the Cretans in. This could even be the epistle to the guy who was planting the Cretan church. But... In any case, so the epistle to Titus ends.